Think a minute. This is a true story about a boy named Walter who lived with his family on a farm. One day when Walter was 7 years old, he went exploring and was so surprised to see an owl sleeping on a low branch of a tree. He remembered his father telling him that owls rest in the daytime and hunt at night. Walter thought, what a great pet that funny bird will make if he could just get close enough to catch it before it woke up. So very quietly he moved closer until finally he was standing right under the owl. Slowly he reached up and grabbed the bird by its legs. But the owl suddenly woke up and began beating its wings and screeching loudly as it fought for its life. But as scared as this young boy was, Walter still held on to it. In fact, he threw the bird down to the ground and stomped on it again and again. When the owl finally stopped moving, Walter looked down at this special bird and realized he'd killed it. He felt so sad and guilty as he ran home crying. Later that day, when he returned to bury the bird, he was still crying. In fact, he regretted it for years and was so ashamed he didn't tell anyone what he'd done until many years later. You know, that painful experience taught Walter such a powerful lesson on the value of life that he never again killed another living creature. Walter could not bring that one bird back to life, but he used his regret to motivate him to bring a whole world of animals to life by drawing pictures of them. And now even Walter is dead and gone, but his drawings and pictures live on in the art of Walter Disney. Walt Disney, the creator of Disneyland and the wonderful world of animal stories and movies, which are now enjoyed by millions of people around the world. You know, we all have regrets of wrong, painful things we've done to others. Yet if we choose to, we can use those regrets to bring positive changes in our life. So won't you ask forgiveness from your Maker, whom you've hurt the most by not living His right way that He created for you to enjoy? Then with His power, Jesus will also help you to use your regrets to make good changes in your life and the lives of others. Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.